Our Heavenly Father, we praise you for your loving kindness, and we thank you for the nourishment that you give our spirits in the mornings as we study your word. Greetings, saints. Our reading is Matthew 2, verse 28-29, NLT. For you are not a true Jew just because you were born of Jewish parents, or because you have gone through the ceremony of circumcision. No, a true Jew is one whose heart is right with God. And true circumcision is not merely obeying the letter of the law. Rather, it is a change of heart produced by the Spirit. And a person with a changed heart seeks praise from God, not from people. There's a note in the Bible that says, and a person with a changed heart receives praise from God, not from people. Now, this is talking about being a true Jew. Now, we are not Jews. We are children of God. Galatians 3 verse 29, it says, And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. So clearly this is not about being Jewish, this is about being a relationship with the God of the Jews in the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant. So from Galatians 3 you can see that the true children of Abraham are those that belong to Christ, that is you and me. Jesus expressed a similar sentiment in Luke 3 verse 8. Prove by the way you live that you have repented of your sins and turned to God. Don't just say to each other, We're safe, for we are descendants of Abraham. That means nothing, for I tell you, God can create children of Abraham from these very stones. So it has nothing to do with the physical bloodline. It has to do with the spiritual bloodline. Again, referring to Galatians 3, we are true children of Abraham because we belong to Christ. Romans 4 verse 9-12 says it this way. Now, is this blessing only for the Jews or is it also for uncircumcised Gentiles? Well, we have been saying that Abraham was counted as righteous by God because of his faith. But how did this happen? Was he counted as righteous only after he was circumcised or was it before he was circumcised? Clearly, God accepted Abraham before he was circumcised. Circumcision was a sign that Abraham already had faith and that God had already accepted him and declared him to be righteous, even before he was circumcised. So, Abraham is the spiritual father of those who have faith but have not been circumcised. They are counted as righteous because of their faith. And Abraham is also the spiritual father of those who have been circumcised, but only if they have the same kind of faith Abraham had before he was circumcised. Also in Hebrews 8 verse 10, But this is the new covenant I will make with the people of Israel on that day, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds, and I will write them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they will be my people. The same thought is in Hebrews 10 verse 16, This is the new covenant. This is the new covenant I will make with my people on that day, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds. The fact that God wants relationship with us is suggested in Genesis 1, verse 26 and 27. Then God said, Let us make human beings in our image, to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them. So God must have had a reason for creating us. And I believe that is to have that love relationship. You know, John 3:16, For God so loved the world. Jesus echoed this thought in Matthew 11:27, and it's also recorded in Luke 10:22. My Father has entrusted everything to me. No one truly knows the Son except the Father, and no one truly knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. We have a fairly stark warning in Matthew 7, verse 21-23. Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. On judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. And so it is not just doing stuff that makes a relationship. It is getting to know our Heavenly Father. It is to draw close to His heart and to love Him back because He first loved us so much. So how do we express this relationship? In 1 John 4 verse 7 to 12. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much He loved us by sending His one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. This is real love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us and His love is brought to full expression in us. Summarized later in the same chapter, 1 John 4 verse 19, we love each other because He loved us first. So, our scripture today talks about being a true Jew, but we take it to be talking about being a true disciple, and that's each one of us. And so we spread the love of God around by our actions, by our words, by our attitudes, and that's how we live in love with God and in love with those around us. So I encourage you to shine your love light.